share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It has been made clear that dine-ins are only allowed if you are fully vaccinated. However, there are still people who do not bother to take these SOPs seriously. Just 2 days ago, a couple from Klang was arrested by the police after showing off on Facebook a social experiment of how they dined in without a vaccine certificate. The woman bragged about her experience online of being able to dine in with her husband and kid despite not being fully vaccinated, as she claimed that none of the staff at the eatery bothered to check their MySagittara status before they entered the premises. Following the incident, the Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, has warned that any eateries that do not adhere to the SOPs, which includes allowing customers that are not fully vaccinated to dine in, will be ordered to cease operations immediately. According to Bernama, the police have stepped up their game by doing joint patrols and inspecting premises that allow dine-ins. As the 10 kilometers travel radius was lifted, they will now decrease the number of roadblocks and deploy police to monitor the outlets. This is to make sure the business operators stick to the rules that have been made by the government. Bukit Aman Internal Security and Public Order Department Director, Datuk Zainal Abidin Kazim, also took the time to remind the people that despite the relaxation in the SOPs, it is being done to boost the economy and no one should take the situation for granted. Remember, you can only dine in if you're fully vaccinated. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, Health DG. Social activities are allowed not because it's safe, but to ease the economy. Source. Facebook source. Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.